Chapter 2, Remembering the Big Picture. While we are eager to get to the heart of this book, which is a complete explanation of the power and value of your emotions and how to understand them and effectively utilize the guidance that they provide, it's necessary that we first give you a broader view of your eternal nature. While this description of you may seem foreign to you upon your first reading, as you absorb it and consider it fully, you'll begin to feel a recognition of this view. For at deeper and broader levels of your own being, you already know this. And so these words will help you remember. By your physical standards, where you define your experience in physical terms with physical places and such, you would likely define the non-physical realm as a non-place. But even though non-physical differs from physical in many ways, and while you cannot perceive it accurately from your physical perspective, it exists, it is real, it is vast, and it is a place, or rather a non-place, of pure, positive energy. Prior to your emergence in this physical body, you were fully aware and conscious in the non-physical realm. In other words, you understood yourself as you in the same way that you now identify yourself as you. And in the same way that you stand in your physical body, looking out into your world, translating what you see through the lens of your own personal perspective, from your non-physical vantage point, you also translate everything that you behold from your own powerful personal perspective. The non-physical you has an eternally expanding identity through which you perceive life, and from that vantage point, you observe, you think, you imagine, you ponder, you know, and you feel. So, from that broad non-physical perspective, you came forth into this physical body. You came as an extension of the pure positive energy being that you are in the non-physical, and as you were born and you donned the body and personality that you and others identify as you, that conscious being that existed in the non-physical realm still exists there. In the same way that a thinker thinks a thought but still exists separately from the thought he or she thinks, the non-physical you thought you, but still exists separately from the you that was thought. In other words, when you give birth to an idea, you still exist to give birth to another idea. And so, from your non-physical vantage point, you gave birth to the physical you. And when the vibrational projection of thought, which extended from the non-physical into the physical, converged with the physical body that was conceived and grew in your mother's womb, you were born. So what was once an idea, which was considered and imagined, has now become a physical reality. The idea of you has now become a physical reality, and the non-physical you, who gave birth to the idea, remains non-physically focused. And so, because of your physical birth, it has now become even more fully expanded. So now, not only has the non-physical you expanded, but you now have two powerful points of view, your physical viewpoint and your non-physical viewpoint. And there is nothing that will ever be more important for either of these two wonderful perspectives than their relationship to each other. Everything that you are living is about your physical and non-physical points of view and how they interplay with one another. The reason we're writing this book is to help you understand that through discovering the astonishing power of your emotions, then and only then can you clearly understand your relationship with the non-physical you.